From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United Nations says it is ready to go ahead with airdrops of food, medicine, and other assistance to areas of Syria. The World Food Program says it is seeking Syria's approval for flights that would deliver supplies to 19 besieged areas. WFP said helicopters or planes would be used for the airdrops, although land access would be feasible in some areas if Damascus gives the go-ahead. A UN official in London told VOA the World Body's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs is awaiting clarification from the Syrian government before the airdrops begin. The plan to deliver aid under UN auspices was put in motion by the International Syria Support Group of mostly regional and world powers led by the United States and Russia. Four bodies have been found and 342 migrants rescued from a boat that capsized in the Mediterranean Sea near Crete early Friday. Josh Millman is a spokesman for the International Organization for Migration.
We understand that they sailed from Turkey, not from Africa, and that they fit the profile that we saw from the Balkan route most of the past 12 months, which is Afghans, Syrians, and Iraqis.
Several others are thought to be missing from the boat, which was found in international waters about 140 kilometers south of Crete. In a separate incident, more than 100 bodies have been discovered on the beaches in Libya after a vessel sank there. A Libyan Red Crescent spokesman said that at least 40 women and 5 children are thought to have died in the last 48 hours. For more on these stories, log on to our website. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, along with top European and Arab diplomats, has reaffirmed his support for a just, lasting, and comprehensive resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In a joint communique after a day-long conference in Paris, participants underscored that the status quo is not sustainable. They said the importance of both sides demonstrating a genuine commitment to the two-state solution in order to rebuild trust and create the conditions for the fully ending the Israeli occupation that began in 1967. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's spokesman David Keyes said that the solution needs to be worked out between the two sides and not imposed by others.
Peace is not going to come through imposition. It's not going to come through a massive global conference with dozens of foreign ministers coming throughout the world. It's going to come when the Palestinian president agrees to actually sit down across the table from the Israeli prime minister, and every issue is going to be on the table.
Palestinian spokesman Saeb Erekat said Israel has to make a good-faith effort to solve the impasse.
Israel is dictating and not negotiating, and that's why it's very important for the international community to stop treating this Israeli government as a government above the laws of man. It's time to hold this Israeli government accountable to its deeds and not words.
After Paris, Secretary of State Kerry travels to Mongolia and China, where he will meet with senior government officials, host a town hall with young leaders, and attend a traditional Mongolian cultural festival. The U.S. economy added only 38,000 jobs last month, its lowest number in more than 5 years. The Labor Department said Friday the economy's net gain in May was less than one quarter as many as independent experts had predicted. The rate of unemployment nationwide declined by 0.3% to 4.7%. That's the lowest level since 2007. However, much of that decline in joblessness was due to the survey's finding that hundreds of thousands of unemployed people have now stopped looking for work. The International Olympic Committee has announced that 10 refugee athletes from Africa and the Middle East will compete as a team in the upcoming 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach announced choices for the first refugee Olympic team at the close of a 3-day IOC board meeting in Lausanne, Switzerland. Athletes from the refugee team will march in the ceremonial parade of nations from more than 200 countries. When the games open on August 5th, the refugee team will march under the Olympic flag. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.